1, 2, 3, 8.
All right, now welcome to Talking Points on 24 Swish. I'm your host, Aaron. I'm joined by Abs and Ibby. How are you guys today?
I'm great.
That's right. Good. That's I'm good right. to hear.
The weather's nice. Yeah. The weather's nice.
Love that.
I feel better.
So let's get stuck into it. We're going to talk about All-Star Weekend, what just recently happened.
Yep.
Guys, did you enjoy this year's All-Star Weekend?
I did.
Abs, you hummed.
I didn't stay up to watch it. I just watched the highlights. So
old.
Yeah, but I feel like
old men. You're an old man.
From last year, it was okay.
But wait, you fell asleep last year.
Yeah, but just in terms of from what I've seen previously, I just felt like it was obviously there was change. There was some positives, but then there was some negatives, especially like just All Star. They're not taking it seriously. That kind of scars me the most. I know it's supposed to be fun, but for me, All-Star used to be for the fans, but now I feel like it's for the players. But I guess that's another conversation.
What do you mean?
As in, like, you know, for the fans, you want to see the best of the best go against each other, compete. Yep. When I say for the players, it's you're playing with the best, but it's like your friends.
Yeah.
Don't get injured.
Yeah.
Just do what you can, have a bit of fun, show them a bit of dunks, then you're back in the season.
I mean, we still got the season to go.
That's not what the fans want, though.
Kind of. They just don't want to see the score be like 191 to 194.
I
want to
see competition. They did best compete. Of the best.
Because they came back from 20 down.
They did, they did. But it was just, I don't know.
I think the weekend was good. Besides, we just got to get rid of the dunk competition.
Dunk competition was a bit stale.
We shouldn't. Just make it better.
How do you make it better?
They need to add some things.
What? More props?
Add fire. This guy's
moving. As in actual fire.
This guy's moving.
No, not fire, but add something to make it a bit more spicy. There was an advert just off on the weekend of All-Star about dunks or threes, and it was like a big debate of the whole campaign was about would you prefer dunks or threes.
Threes, man. Me and my brother were watching
threes
it.
Now.
Oh, me and Aziz were watching it together, and we were excited during the three-point competition. Like, we were like, whoa, he made 10 in a row. Like, we were moving mad. Dunk competition came on, he went to bed. I was like, I mean, I guess I'm watching this, and then halfway through I'm like, so is Dennis Smith Jr. going to actually make one of these?
Okay, but let's say in general, they do make their dunks.
Okay.
It's more exciting.
In general.
Still threes. Only because outside of the I think it was 2 years ago, the Zach LaVine versus Aaron Gordon, these are all dunks I've seen before. Like, there's nothing exciting.
You can't make a new dunk.
Basically. You can, because the thing is, with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, they've done dunks. There's just, you know, he did it under his legs, but there was just he jumped over someone as well. So it's dunks that you've seen before. Just add a little bit of all-purpose seasoning on it and then make it nice. But with all these other dunks, it's like, all right, cool. The guy who won, Hamidou Diallo, I just want to point out that we're from the same tribe, so technically he's my cousin. Thank you very much.
Love that.
The dunk that he did over Shaq when he put his entire arm in the rim, there's videos of him doing that 4 years ago against Zion Williamson in high school. I'm like, so you cheated.
That's not cheating.
If there's video evidence of you doing this dunk already, and that's the dunk that you used to win, you're a cheater.
Yeah, but he jumped over Shaq. He didn't jump over Shaq then. He added the season in the also.
No, the dunk is good. Yeah. It's just there was, outside of that dunk, the rest of them were just average.
Because like for me, in a game, if you do a mad dunk, like okay, in the All-Star game when Paul George did the one hand 360, that was amazing.
It was, yeah.
That was amazing.
There was talk about why don't LeBron's the Paul George do it, and I guess it kind of goes to your point is how many more dunks can they do if it's not their speciality?
Yeah, especially and they're someone above
like,
it.
Yeah. Now, but I feel like someone like LeBron, because he's
known for going.
Yeah, he's like an in-game dunker. Dude, he doesn't even do mad dunks. He does, you know, the bad. Yeah. It's power, innit?
Yeah.
So I feel like, because there's a big expectation for him to be, you have to do a match. You got to do the 920 with
the 720,
jump in
the
pool
head.
And then come out and then
jump
feed
in the
fish.
Kiss the baby, dunk it,
ride the dolphin.
He can never ever like live up to it. Like, and I think since his rookie year, they've wanted him to do it. He's been in the league 16 years now.
Nah, he hasn't done it.
You can't. It's finished.
Makes sense.
They should have got Vince Carter to do it though. Yeah. I feel like if Vince Carter did it, he would have won.
If Dirk and Wade are in All Star, you should put Vince Carter.
But he's not retiring though. I think that's probably.
Oh, is he not retiring?
Oh, yeah,
that man wants to play until he's 64.
Well, shout out to him. If his knees hold up, then shout out to him.
He's
an excellent
player.
He's a very smart player.
Mashallah. That man's 42 years old and he doesn't play like he's 42 years old.
We haven't spoken about the game. The game was cool. I watched the highlights. It was cool.
I think the game was good.
Yeah, I saw things that I've never seen before.
I felt last year's one was a I thought last season was more competitive in terms of in that fourth quarter when KD and LeBron closed out Steph.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That in that sense was more competitive, but this one still had a competitive edge because they came back from a big margin.
They did.
Yeah. I feel like last year it was competitive because the game like never got like the scores were close. Like yeah. no one got just out ahead. Who was it? Team Giannis were ahead by like 20 something points at yeah. one point.
They're having fun.
Listen, let me tell you something about Damian Lillard, yeah. That man doesn't get enough respect.
He did last year as well. He was just shooting to shoot.
That man does not get enough respect.
And no one was clapping. Go on, Abs, hate.
Go on, hate. We can see it.
Because he doesn't get enough respect.
He's excellent. No, he doesn't.
So what do you want for him?
More respect.
He needs more ratings.
For him to get more respect, you know what he has to do?
Go on.
You know what I'm about to
win
say.
Win a playoff series.
Go to the finals.
Fair. Nah,
that's that it. Can't be the, it's, yeah. I mean, I think for him, because we know what he's capable of. Of course, like
he's got to win a playoff.
Damian yeah. Lillard is dangerous. I know this. I know he's a closer. Mm. He's a beast. Like he's great. But I can't keep saying it every season. I need something. Yeah. I need more.
He did say recently that he could join a super team if he wanted to, but he'd rather be at Portland and grow with
yeah, I respect
with Portland.
That.
Yeah, same.
But I think as long as he stays at Portland,
he's going to be
he's
limits.
At risk of not getting the respect that you think he should get.
Yeah,
which I understand.
But not everyone can win a ring, though. That's the
no,
thing.
But at least he needs to be in a situation where he can compete.
How do you feel about KD winning MVP?
That's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You feel nice about it, yeah?
It's just All-Star weekend. I've been here before.
But when LeBron won it last year, oh, my king, yes!
I mean, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it did.
No, All-Star, it's nice. It's nice for the players. I'm not really like...
He was playing very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
KD didn't have any fun.
No.
That entire weekend, he was very serious.
Everyone else had fun apart from KD.
When I looked up and saw you had 31 points, I said, eh, when?
I didn't know. It didn't look like it.
Listen, when he saw that he was down by 20, he said, all right, cool. I'm the MVP.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what I want to talk about. The Steph Curry assist.
Yeah.
The lob dunk.
That was great.
I've never seen that before.
That was great.
I didn't know people could jump that
the
high.
The timing was amazing. I was like, take him to Golden State.
Yeah, right I now. Wouldn't be shocked if KD left, they said, oh, Giannis, come through.
Nah. Milwaukee would never get
rid of They wouldn't let it go, but
I feel like Giannis wouldn't go either. But if it
but
did.
But it'd be like, oh, the fun.
It'd yeah. be very unstoppable.
Because that. I've never seen that before. I don't know what was better, the assist or the dunk.
Yeah.
It was a combination of both because the assist was fantastic and then the timing was, mwah, it was just too sweet.
Did you see Joel Embiid thought that the assist
yeah,
was for him?
Yeah, he thought
it
was for him.
And then
I think he must have got a call say, yo, leave it.
Yeah.
Well, it was over. It went over him.
That's very mad. Shout out Steph Curry.
Yeah.
My king.
And finally on the skills challenge.
Oh,
skills challenge is really good.
My guy, Jason Tatum.
Wow. Your rookie, yeah.
My rookie.
Mm. You did claim it last year. You said that was your rook.
He's got next.
So before we wrap up, obviously the last few years they've done the captain's pick and they had the draft. The draft was televised.
Yep.
Do you prefer the draft or do you want to go back to East Coast versus West Coast?
I prefer the draft.
I like the draft. It has a bit of drama as well.
Yep.
Like the fact that LeBron was like, yo,
it speaks a lot.
Westbrook.
Yeah.
It speaks a lot. Feel like LeBron chose everyone that Steph Curry's beaten. Let's get him this time.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's like let's all beat Steph. Yeah. It's like 1, 2, 3, beat Steph.
Yeah,
yeah.
I prefer it because the West is very lopsided.
Yeah,
but yeah, and we have the opportunity to see combinations that
you won't see.
Yeah,
I want them to eventually do. So on Saturdays, yeah, I think it was Ernie Johnson. He said that what they should do is on the Saturday night before Sunday. They bring them all out in front of everyone after the dunk competition or whatever competition.
Ooh, I pick.
And say, you.
That oh, like school, like playground.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be amazing.
Like that.
Because they can just make two different jerseys. For
you know what they should also do,
them.
Right? Get rid of the dunk challenge and do one-on-one.
Yup. I keep hearing people say that as well. The king of the court.
I would love to see Kyrie Irving in that.
Kyrie Irving in three.
you know how everyone's like, oh, could you take one? Then it's like, yeah. Let's see.
That actually, yeah, replace that with a dunk competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. NBA on that, replace the dunk competition with 1-on-1.
No one wants to see Duncan.
1-on-1 would be so crazy.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving's winning.
Who would you want to see?
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
Versus who?
Well, Kyrie versus Steph.
Yeah.
Oh, you got Kyrie?
Yeah.
When Steph can shoot from over there.
It depends who gets the ball first. The worst thing is, yeah, a lot of 1-on-1s depends on who gets the ball first. Because I remember, yeah, like in the summer, I was watching Team USA, just
training camps,
and they were playing like basically one shot in and then the winner stays on.
Yeah,
KD was on for time
because he can shoot.
Because literally, it's like jab, step, I'm gonna shoot a V. You know what, KD? I'm thinking KD against whoever.
KD versus Kyrie.
KD against everyone. KD's winning.
No, I like to KD.
You don't get the old, but you get the fans.
I like to KD versus Kyrie. Because if Kyrie has the ball first, we're going to have 5 minutes of...
That man loves a dribble.
And then he'll probably spin KD and then go for it eventually. But take about
just for minutes. The moves as well, I want to see Kyrie.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'd like to see Westbrook against Giannis.
Yeah.
Everyone I feel like someone's getting cut.
Their shoulders.
Yeah. Someone's getting cut.
And that's best of five. I can't have that in one. I want to see the energy. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then coach versus coach.
In what? Playing.
Or Greg.
Why are coaches always look unfit? Like,
because they don't need to be fit.
No more training. Have you not seen Patrick Ewing now?
Patrick Ewing looks terrible.
Oh yeah, he's a coach.
Yeah.
Georgetown.
Mad big.
Listen, man.
Used to be.
That's your country. People,
I know. Man. Used to be like Jamaican model, five years running.
Yeah.
And now he's just Jamaican uncle, 5 years running. Yeah.
Too much rum punch.
Too much rum punch and patty. But anyway, That's the end of the All-Star Weekend talk. So now we're going to move on to a bit of innovation in the NBA.
Ooh.
They had the NBA Summit talking about the future of the NBA. Mm-hmm. So the main talking point which came from that was the ever-changing, I guess, NBA jersey, which is going to come to us in 2038. Mm. So we don't know what's going to happen. But
the planet will be dead by then. So it's fine.
Well, hopefully not. But
probably not. Hopefully.
But it's hot in February.
No? It's hot in February. But anyway.
The planet is dying and nothing matters.
Essentially, the kit.
Something is being reborn.
Could be. But essentially, the kit changes. So if you have Curry 30 on your back, you can change it to Jordan 23 if you wanted to.
I don't mind it, but then I think it might affect sales in terms of, like, you know, some players get traded because their jerseys are going to skyrocket in sales in terms of selling out jerseys. Mm. That's a bonus in the pay. It's a good idea, like you said, because, I mean, it's a good idea in terms of for the person buying it, they don't have to buy multiple jerseys. They could just change to whatever, or even put their own, make it personal.
Yeah.
However, I feel like you're taking away, like, the fan,
the jersey culture.
Yeah, the culture of buying a jersey with a specific number for a specific player because of that person.
Yeah.
And how is it going to work if you buy that jersey, but then next year it's new jerseys? So yeah, you could change the number and stuff, but then it's an old jersey.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about before, the management team mentioned this, that there could be a chance for, like, if someone shoots a free, it'll come up across it for free.
Yeah, I'm alright.
And like stuff like that's changing the sponsorships during the game.
I can, like, in theory, for all the things you could do with it, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
But it's not beneficial to the NBA. I think it's more for...
It's for sales.
Yeah, I don't even know if it'll sell out like that.
It's more beneficial to sponsorship. For the sponsors, like, I don't want to see fireworks on your back because you shot a free every single time.
That'd be crazy, but that'd be fun.
And I don't want to see sponsored by when the announcer's already just said sponsored by. I'm alright.
The fireworks on the back would be fun though.
Yeah, I'm not here for fun.
But imagine like,
but imagine for games.
I'm not here for fun.
Imagine like every time you shoot a free, just fireworks in your opponent's eye.
Is that what you want?
Sometimes it's extra.
Yeah,
sauce.
In 2038. Yeah. Listen, you don't have to technologize everything, bruv. It's not my fault.
Because, like, with the Nike trainers that came out, what's it called?
The strap up ones.
The Adapts.
Is it Adapts?
The Nike BB Adapts.
The Adapts. Yeah. Interesting concept. Mm-hmm. I would like to have seen more, like, in terms of the change of colors, not just the circle bit, but maybe the sole of the shoe could change color or something. Mm-hmm. That would be interesting.
I'm sure they'll get that at some point.
Jerseys, I don't know, man.
There's no point.
There's just really no point.
Do you think it'll cross over to other sports?
Absolutely.
Hopefully not. But 2038 could be a wild time.
Because 2038 sounds like a mad year.
Playing in it, right? I'm just trying to think. You're just going to have a little board there what changes and a little board in the back what changes. Because if I'm sweating into electronic, I'm going to die.
You know what I would want if they're doing that, yeah? You should put the stamina of the player.
Oh, yeah, to see how long
like in 2K. And let's just see how much they got left. It's like, he's on red.
It's HP. His HP's low.
That's a better idea than the fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Oh, man.
Then
that would
be
terrible.
Because then you can target.
But then it's like.
You can target one
imagine
player.
Imagine their booty. You're useless. He's tired.
And there's like overall rating, 69.
That would be like, well, like in Black Mirror with the rating system go down.
Can you imagine?
Every time you shoot a free, it goes up by two. But if you get a free shot on you, it goes down
that's
by
literally
five.
Like, it's like NBA. It's like the team rating. Oh, you're in a C plus now.
Yeah, I hope they don't do it, but if they do, hopefully it's good. If it's not during the game, but you know how before the game, the court does animation.
Yeah,
maybe they do that with the jersey. That would be cool.
If like it's
before the game,
if it's before, let's say you're wearing your warm ups and your warm ups did all of that,
that's better than in the game.
Better than in the game. I don't want to see you doing light up, light up in the game. I didn't come here for that. I came for you to score.
So you don't want to win. So you don't want to see a Houston Rocket fly up.
Can you imagine?
And also, they could probably put
an Atlanta hook. Leave it at
Miami Heat just flips.
I'm hot.
They could do stat numbers on there.
It's just like when, like in the middle of a game.
I don't know.
Do you know if stat numbers, that would drive up betting. That will, I think, would link in. If you saw previous game, shot 24, this, that, the other, and then currently.
I'd be rattled.
And also, can you put that jersey in the wash?
That's what. There's bad.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
So are we just wasting money? I don't know.
We're wasting. Listen. They should have never given people technology and the internet. Look how easy. Let's make a jersey that changes numbers and colors. Go and read your books, bruv.
Also, another part which was interesting was
I don't know.
They're going to do face recognition. We're going to try face recognition for stadiums.
What?
So instead of having a ticket,
yeah,
scan your face.
The government, man.
What do you guys think about that?
I mean, they'll probably do it anyway.
I've never been to a basketball game, but please don't.
For what? Yeah,
it's a bit.
They already take.
Wouldn't that take? No.
I guess as soon as.
Would it take more time?
When you walk through security, it's cool.
But why?
Because look how quick your phone opens when you got face recognition. That's not slow at all.
Yeah, but what's wrong with just here's my ticket?
Oh no, I think tickets should stay. I think that's too much source to the government.
If you get a VIP ticket. VIP!
No. This is a basic ticket. He couldn't afford a better one.
2-for-1 on Groupon. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, if they do it, they do it. But
I just feel like just don't.
Some things you don't need to, as you said, technologize.
Technologize it. Like, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
You can just leave it as it is.
Leave it as it is. Yeah. It's not by force.
There's other things you can improve. Like, what they did with the court.
You would rather see, though.
What they did with the court in terms of pre-game. Like, that's cool.
Yep.
That is exciting for the fans. I guess with the screens, they've made them bigger. Advertising's on there. It's all up there. With throwing out prizes and stuff. They got the shotguns and stuff. That's really good.
I do like the idea when you said the stats, like at half time, because we were speaking about the other day about how sporting karma. So you know, a team has never come back down for 3-1 at a series. Like you have that flash in the thing like half time.
What, on the jersey?
No, like somewhere in the stadium, like on the floor, some sort of hologram. Oh yeah, it's about hologram mascots as well.
Hologram mascots isn't a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea because
just holograms.
For me, mascots, it's like, why are you there?
I like mascots. Mascots. Yeah, they're fun.
Nah, not all of them.
I love me.
I like the Rockets ones and the Atlanta Hawks ones.
Yeah,
the Rockets one, go ahead.
Also, like San Antonio's one. It looks bare scary. It's bare weird. And it's always catching the bats.
I don't like the Timberwolves one. There's no Vim.
Nah.
But I mean, you could use that very well.
Yeah.
For fans as well.
There are other things you can implement technology into sport and it'll be good. Like refillable drinks.
Mood.
It's like,
and you don't have to leave your seat.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just pay for
it. Technologize the right things.
You put your money in, like on the card. And then.
Yeah.
Hey, we said it. If you steal it, copyright.
Yeah. Send me face recognition to get into where Staples, leave it.
Leave it. Right. So as we add the technological advancements, we're going to move on to our final topic where we're going to speak about two veterans of the game, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
And Dirk Nowitzki.
Try one though.
Nowitzki.
Nowitzki.
Nowitzki. Oh, Dirk Nowitzki. Sorry.
Dirk Nowitzki, man. V.
You said, us
a
W. See, he said
W.
Oh, because he's where's he from?
He's German.
Oh, that's why I like went by Wenger.
Yeah.
Ah, Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah. Oh, it's lit.
Nowitzki if it's easier.
Yeah.
So Nowitzki and Nowitzki.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, who it was this year they implemented it, right?
Yeah. Honorary All Stars.
Honorary All Stars. They came in. Obviously Dwayne Wade was on Team LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
So Dirk
by force
had to by force go to Giannis's team.
What do you think about that? Having honorary,
I think it's a really good send off.
I'm not mad at that at all, because there's always players that you don't want, like for me KD on the All-Star, you don't want to see them, but like honorary, yeah, sure. No,
but you don't want to see them.
A lot of people don't want to see KD.
People like KD,
you know people like Luka. But yeah, I feel like if it's your last season and you are that caliber of a player,
yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it has to be caliber. It can't be any.
Yeah, if you are like a previous All-Star, if you've never been in an All-Star game,
yeah,
and you're your last year, don't even think about it.
I feel like you have to be like at least a 2-time All-Star.
No, it has to be more than that.
No, it has to be 5-time? Way more. Yes, 6+.
Maybe right, seven plus.
And at least one ring. Actually, no, not one ring, because you might be in a team.
Yeah, not everyone's getting ring.
You got to be a seven plus All-Star.
All right, so either 5 and a ring or 7+. Like variables.
If you're 5 and you have a ring, you deserve it. Probably.
Yes. Yeah. It can't just be a ring.
Yeah.
Because then you're saying Nick Young's gonna be.
Yeah. Bear Bam will sneak into the
Seven plus. It's gotta be seven.
Seven plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you should be considered to like cool. You can play. Like, you can be honorary.
But then.
And you have to be like actually playing minutes. Not I'm gonna play 5 minutes here and there.
No.
Like Dwayne Wade comes off the bench and scores 20. Dirk does 10 to 15.
Listen, they're legends. They're
and like this is the. It's a great time because with Dirk and Dwayne Wade, like you said, great players, Hall of Famers, they made impact to the NBA.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
There's no second guessing about that.
Damn right. You look at the Mavericks.
There we go.
Yeah.
The Dirk Juniors. Like,
even though we are Miami Heat fans, we lost the ring to Dirk.
To Dirk,
so
yeah.
We have to give him his respect.
Right. He beat LeBron.
Listen, that's on his resume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirk was doing things that before KD. The KD fans. The KD things that people are screaming about, Dirk's fadeaway, unstoppable.
That's
am I wrong?
So funny.
Dirk, unstoppable fadeaway.
But yeah. He's doing things before KD.
I'm just saying.
But, who do you think? Who's next in line to retire? Is there anyone? Is it, I guess Vince Carter would
be next. I think it'd probably be Vince Carter, probably.
No, I think he's got another two.
I feel like, I told you, he wants to play until he's 94.
He's changed his game, man. It works. So.
Yeah. He's a, before he was like a power play, you know, the guy goes in and dunks all the time.
Like,
but
they were even talking about Dwayne Wade, like, does he even really need to retire this year? Technically, he doesn't.
His body hurts, though.
Yeah. It's a physical, because his playing ability is still high.
He can still play, but I know
but
the
his
next
body,
day,
his body
he's
hurts.
Screaming.
And it's definitely a physical thing rather than my ability.
Yeah. Like, and he can still play, it's just his knees will not allow him to.
Yeah. I think with players of that caliber, it's just, can I still compete and still be number one on the team? And if you're not, then probably it's best to see.
Even number one, a massive influence.
Yeah, like if you can, I feel like if you're still able to play and you still want to play, and your bodies are gonna allow you to play, then you should play. Someone like Dwayne Wade,
his body screaming,
he can't do it.
Yeah,
he can, like, in the minutes that he gives you, he can do it. If the game is on the line, he can do it. But the next day,
ow,
he's in the ice bath the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
Who do you think is a better legend? Or will be remembered longer, Dirk or Dwayne Wade?
Well, Wade, I guess because he won more rings, won it with LeBron, LeBron's height of power. So it's like that whole story of together, and then he still continued at a higher level.
Who do you think changed the game more?
Dirk.
Dirk.
Why?
He's a big guy from Germany.
Stretch four, the original stretch four. The original stretch four. The guy's 7 foot, and even when is he posting up people? He's literally like... He's KD before KD.
It's great when you say it. KD before KD. Tell me more.
Obviously, KD's better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
come
he's
on.
Like...
Yeah.
I feel like he's the prototype for KD. He's like he's a 7 foot guy. He plays on the perimeter. He'll give you the pa-pa fadeaway one leg. And like I feel like he's just...
Yeah.
He's the original stretch four. Like, he'll bring... A regular four guy would be in the paint usually. Dragged him all the way out to the 3-point line. He's not used to being there.
Did we have anyone before him?
As a stretch four?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. One that could shoot threes like that?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
That man is an MVP, fam.
Yeah, they both have their pluses for why someone might say one's better than the other.
Damn, listen, Dwayne Wade won a ring in his third season.
Yeah.
And had one of the best finals, runs ever. I think they said that before LeBron had the run in 2016. Dwayne Wade's final performance was like the best one since like a Jordan performance.
And it's just him by himself a lot of the time, really.
Him and Shaq.
Yeah.
They're both players that, like, in their positions,
amazing.
Best ever. Yeah. Never be forgotten.
And the fact they're still doing it now and haven't lost the quality is.
Yeah, like if I put rings to the side, I'd say it's both equal.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's difficult with the ring debate because someone could just be in a worse team and just not have the team around them to say, "Lo, let's get the rings."
Yeah.
Because even when Dallas won it, they weren't expected to. It was a shock.
Yep.
It was a massive shock.
They shouldn't have won it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have won it.
They
shouldn't have.
But they did.
They did.
Yeah. My only thing about Dwayne Wade, I feel like Dwayne Wade is the best player ever to not win an MVP trophy.
Yeah, he won an MVP trophy.
Season MVP.
Oh, wow.
The year that he could have won it, LeBron won it.
Oh, that's. Yeah.
I feel like Dwayne Wade should have won it. It was like 2009. Dwayne Wade should have won it. But what I'm saying is that Dwayne Wade should have won an MVP. All around player, he's a better. I think he's a better player than Dirk as well, though. Because like
he can do more.
He was a
defender. Both at their best. Who would I take? Dwayne Wade because Dwayne Wade will block Dirk.
He has the most blocks as a. I think as a shooting guard. Yeah.
He's a guard in general.
It's either a guard or a shooting guard, or like a guard under a certain height.
And you're saying he's blocking Dirk. Dwayne Wade's 6'3". For NBA, that's short. For normal people outside the league, that's very tall.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing exceptional things. Yeah.
And obviously, in the latter part of his career, he didn't have knees here. But Dwayne Wade was athletic.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade.
When he came in the league.
It's fantastic.
Basketball IQ is very high. Dirk is great, but I just feel like, Dwayne Wade's taking it.
Wade's still tall. Miami.
But impact on the game, I'm taking Dirk.
Yeah, definitely, because we have Porzingis.
Oh, hope he comes back with knees.
Who's the best shooting guard right now?
Shooting guard.
Yeah. Don't say Jimmy, please.
No. What's his name? James Harden.
Yeah.
I mean, technically.
To be fair, James Harden did take, in my opinion, stuff from Dwayne Wade, especially that foul line ability, getting to the foul line. Dwayne Wade was great at that.
I think. Who's like Dwayne Wade? I feel like Donovan Mitchell is like doing it.
Donovan Mitchell, definitely. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I feel like James Harden is like extremely better managing Ginobili.
Okay, I see it.
He's like managing Ginobili on roads.
He's like a more athletic version.
Yeah. and James Harden is the slowest.
Because they're both as slow as each other, but more athletic.
Like it's more with James Harden, it's more skill than athleticism.
Yeah, I was watching.
Yeah, but on 2K, it's everything.
On 2K, James Harden is the thickest player in the world.
So far.
Because even watching the
All-Star... Apart from Steph Curry.
Watching the All-Star game when Paul George was doing James Harden.
Oh, the step back.
That was way faster than anything James Harden's ever done. I was like, that's how it's supposed to be done. That's the actual speed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, shout out to Paul George, you know. The man came back from 3-1 down.
Young Kobe.
He came back from 3-1 down. The man had a broken leg. And he's gonna win Defensive Player of the Year this year.
That'd be great.
Bless him. He should win MVP as well, but he's not going to because
James Harden's gone nuts. James Harden's
going to win MVP because he's gone nuts. But the moral of the story is Dwayne Wade, 3 championships. Goddamn right.
And on that note, thank you guys for listening to Talking Points. This week, we've discussed the All-Star Weekend, the innovation in the NBA. Who made a bigger impact, Dwayne Wade or Dirk Nowitzki?
Just say Nowitzki.
We're going to say with a V.
Yeah,
Dirk Nowitzki. And to round it off, Dwayne Wade, 3 wins with the Miami Heat.
There we go. 3-time champion. Get out of here, man. Don't even talk to
me. Wife is Gabrielle Union.
He's married to Gabrielle Union. Are you married to Gabrielle Union? No.
And don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel on 24 Swish. Please leave your comments on what we spoke about.
Argue with us.
Let's argue. Let's have a debate.
In the comments. Let's go.
I got time. I have a burner YouTube account, so let me know.
But apart from that, comment, like, and subscribe, and have a good week.